Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is all about task management. So we're going to talk about what it is, why you need it, how you use it, as well as how to find the right one for you, plus the benefits you get from actually embracing task management in your business. And this is really a must for anybody in a service-based industry that supports clients in any way, shape, or form. So first of all, task management is just a way to manage your daily to-do list, right? So it's really around the tasks that you need to complete, any specifics around it, and then the deadline date that you need to complete it. Now, task management takes on many different layers, if you will, depending on the business that you're running. For instance, if it's just you, it's pretty straightforward when it comes to task management. If it's you and you've got a team of subcontractors working with you, it's going to get more complex. So for this particular episode, I'm just talking about yourself and maybe having some clients involved in overall task management. So basically, again, it's just how do you manage everything that you need to do day in and day out? What you really should be focusing on every day, if you're a service provider, which means you get paid when you work with clients, is what we call revenue generating tasks. Those are the tasks that pays the bills. That should be 80% of your day. The other 20% of your day should be your day-to-day business operations. They're still tasks, you just don't get paid for those. So what task management will allow you to do is have a very easy way to see what tasks are due at any given time and the tasks that you need to focus on that are those revenue generating tasks. And so 80-20 is just an easy way to think of it. Now, other people may disagree and say you should do 70-30 or 50-50. I found for me 80-20 is a very good mix because 80% of my time I need to be focusing on what makes me money and the other 20% is what runs my business. So task management is key to your business. You need it to keep track of everything that you have to do. Your deadlines, your to-do list, whether again, if it's, you know, for clients or for yourself. Now, one of the most important things I think about task management systems is they're automated. Now, in the past, people have used Excel or even, you know, a pad of paper, which works fine. But the issue with that is, how can you tell what your current workload is, you know? If you know some advanced Excel skills, you could probably figure it out. But if you're using like Planner Pad or Passion Planner, it's really hard to get a bird's eye view of what your workload is. How many hours are you working? And that's what a task management system can do for you. For instance, how do you know if you can take on a new client or a new project? How do you know how many hours you have left to work in a week or a month or a day? That's what a task management can help you do. When I was a full-time VA, I relied on my task management system to tell me how many hours I've worked, how many hours I had left. You know, if I was working on a retainer for a client, how many hours I used, how many hours I had left. But it was also important if a client came to me and asked me to take on a new task or a new project, I could look at what's currently on my plate and determine with a degree of, you know, accuracy, if I could complete it or not on the deadline based on what I already have. There's no easy way for you to do that if you're using, you know, some type of paper system or even Excel. A task management system will allow you to be able to run reports to show you what are you doing today, what are you doing this week, how many hours are left on a retainer. Have you billed enough this month? Have you sold enough packages this month? There's so many different ways to look at it. To me, this is a key system that you should have in your business when you're starting out, not after you've been in business some time. Because the busier you get, the more clients you have, the more deadlines you have, the more tasks you have, it's going to get harder and harder to embrace. So one of the things you want to do out of the gate is find the right task management system for you. Right? And what do I mean by that is there's hundreds of them, right? If you ask this question in social media, you'll get 80 different answers because everybody has a different use for theirs. The best advice I can give you is ask for some advice, ask for some ideas, and then take those ideas and try them. So actually try the task management systems to be sure they have the features you want and that it works for you, because they're all similar. They all have similar features. Some are board-based, some are list-based. You know, what's important to you is the most important thing. What you want to do is you want to pick one or two. You want to create one project and you want to run it in both of those two systems to see how you work with the system. Because if you fight it, you're never going to use it. Very, very important tool, because it's going to help you again with the hours you've worked, the task involved in packages that you're creating. It will also help you do automated status reports for clients. Also helps you look at your workload. Do you have enough clients? Do you have too many? Can you take on a new project? Can you meet the deadline? All of that stuff can be looked at in your task management system. But here's the thing. If you're going to use task management, you need to make sure you're putting everything in it, because if you don't, you're not going to have the reports that you need. It's that old saying in IT, garbage in, garbage out. You have to make sure that you're putting the data in that you need to come out the other side, which means you need to put your hours in there. You need to put your task in there for your packages. You need to make sure that the workload that you have is in there. So once again, you can see your revenue generating task and you can see what you need to do in your own business or how many hours you have left on a retainer or whatever it might be. And so what you want to do is create a similar project in both task management systems. Those free, you know, you want to start with free. So pick two, put a project in there and then use them and see how they work for you. But then the other thing you need to realize is you need to have some type of task process, and that process should be part of your key business systems. It should be in your business policies document. It should say, how do you use your task management system? What is it? Do clients have access? How do clients ask for new tasks to be submitted to you? Do they come via email? You know, that was a nightmare for me, because sometimes emails land in your spam folder and you never get them. So I had a specific process using my task management system, and I taught my clients how to use it. So they would help me, you know, be better prepared and over deliver, to them, because I showed them how to use the system and the power is behind it. So have a task process for new task, you know, urgent request. What if they want to update an existing task? And the other thing you should be aware of is, what's your average turnaround time? You should have an average turnaround time. That's not how long it takes to get things done. It means when they give you a new task, how long can you usually turn it around for them? 48 hours. I wouldn't say 8 hours. You want to look at your overall business. And you know, if you say 8 hours, then the busier you get, the harder that's going to be. 48 hours is what I said. Now, that doesn't mean that they'll get it within 48 hours. It just means that's my average turnaround time. It depends on what's going on in my life right now, because I set the deadlines for when I can deliver something to clients. If they come in and want something before that 48 hours, what that allows me to do is charge an urgent fee. So if they need something done in 8 hours and I can do it, I have the ability to then charge them extra for it because it's out of my 48-hour average turnaround time. So that's a part of your task process that you want to have. Now, the first thing and the most important is to find one that works for you. And then give it a test drive. Start with free tools. Don't pay for tools until you know it's for you. A lot of them have free versions. A lot of them have 30-day trials. But really try them out to see what's best for you, and use the same project in both of them, and make sure that you're doing everything in each of those projects that you want to see come out the other side. So you have to put the data in to get it out the other side. So you have to put the data in to get the report is what I'm talking about, right? So very, very high level task management. Why is it important? The benefits you really get is to really have an eye on how much work you're doing, because a lot of times we don't know. People guess how long it takes to get tasks done. And what happens then when you guess is that someone's losing. Either you're under or you're overcharging. A lot of times we err on the side of caution and we actually, you know, undercharge, and then we're losing money, which is not a smart business thing to do. And I also see a lot of times people don't understand the 80-20 rule. 80% of your time should be on those revenue generating tasks. What are they? Do you even know what those are? And remember, a task management system can help you do all of that. The most common ones that I see as of today, if you just want me to rattle off some names real quick, are Asana, Trello, ClickUp. I can't remember if it's ClickUp or ClickIt. I don't use that one. I use Teamwork.
teamwork projects. It's something I've used ever since I started my business over 11 years ago, but it's something that I've stuck with because it was familiar to me from my days working in Microsoft Project. So it really depends on your background. But you can do a Google search and you can find a ton of them. My best advice, again, is try two and see how they work for you. And they may not work, and that's okay, but at least you can cross those off your list and try two more. The most important thing is you have a task management tool that works for you and that you get the results out of it that you need. So hopefully you found this podcast helpful. I'd love to have you subscribe if you haven't already done so. You can find me on all the popular podcasting platforms, so make sure to subscribe if you like. Feel free to share this with anybody you think that might find it of value, and I say thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.